You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Health Coalition Aotearoa and Healthy Families South Auckland have recently released a report looking at food security issues in South Auckland and actions which can be taken to improve access to affordable, nutritious food in these areas. The report recommended multiple measures which could be taken, such as expanding Ka Ora Ka Ako, the Healthy School Lunches Program, for a sugary drinks tax, giving communities a say in how many junk food outlets are in their neighbourhoods, and allowing Auckland Council to better utilise underused public land for kai initiatives. Its main call to action, however, is to ensure solutions are community-led with a collaborative approach from local and central government, to guarantee those suffering are being put first in systematic fights against the industrial food complex and economic inequality. To discuss the report and its findings, I spoke to Health Coalition Aotearoa co-chair and Professor of Population Nutrition and Global Health, Boyd Swinburne. Now, can you tell us a bit about this food security report that the Health Coalition of Aotearoa and Healthy Families South Auckland put together?
So a coalition of groups that's really concerned about food insecurity, especially in places like South Auckland, got together and we conducted a bunch of interviews with local community members, organisations, with the local council and so on, to understand that from their point of view and what could be done about it. So from the interviews, we developed some mapping of the food system there and came up with several potential areas for action which can improve food security and what's called food sovereignty, which is a sort of condition where people have a bit more agency and a feeling of control over the food in their environment.
As you said there, the report identifies multiple potential actions, but specifically highlights how it's important to have a collective response to an issue like this. Can you expand on this and say how certain individual policy isn't enough?
Well, this is a big and difficult problem, and right at the core of it is the economic problem of people not having enough money and therefore not being able to put food on the table. In places like South Auckland, it's horrendous. More than 40% of kids in South Auckland come from households where they run out of money on a regular basis and can't put food on the table. So this is just not good enough for a country like New Zealand. The causes are complex and the solutions will need to be multiple, which is why we've come up with a series of policy responses that we'll be putting to local and central government.
And could you just tell us about some of those responses and go into, is this a combined response from council and the national government you need?
It is. We're focusing primarily on local council, on Auckland Council, but in fact a lot of the authority that comes to local government does come from the central government, so sometimes legislation is needed to be able to give local government the powers to make a difference. So let me just go through some of the things that we're calling for. The first thing is around lifting the whole food, the healthy food system, the local food system in South Auckland. And the industrial food system that we live with largely supplies ultra-processed food. Yes, you can get whole food, but the focus of the community is being able to lift the whole food production through community gardens, urban farming, access to social supermarkets, those sorts of things which really give people more of a choice on whole food. So that is something that's in the council domain. They can support increased urban agriculture and home gardens and community gardens. So that's a big focus for the community. The second area is lifting the school food program, Ka Ora Ka Ako. That is a very powerful program for food security, and we've seen the effect that that can have in its original version when it was first introduced on improving local food production. The current version that we have now, with it all being produced centrally, is not very good for local food production, but the original version was. So there's a call to take that back to what it was before. That will stimulate local food production and links with school food. The third area is around reducing the impact of the industrial food system. Places like South Auckland are just swamped with fast food outlets and junk food outlets. These commercial organisations really prey upon and exploit people who are struggling, and there should be ways that the community can say, no, we don't want another KFC opening up next to a primary school. At the moment, the council and the community have no say in where fast food outlets are placed, and they have no say in whether there's already sufficient or whether they're already swamped with these things and they don't want any more. So we're calling for kind of more of a licensing approach like we have for alcohol outlets, and that will give communities a bit more say over the area. And the other thing that communities are calling for is an increase in their capabilities and capacity to be able to learn about food, to grow their own food, more about cooking and working with Whole Foods, so lifting skills and capabilities and capacity within communities.
The report said that while there are multiple factors to this issue, the most powerful one is household economics. Can you explain how low-income households in particular are kind of systematically pushed into eating this unhealthy food?
So at the core of this is the economic system, and this has created the poverty that we're seeing rising in this country. We're seeing all of this displayed as food insecurity and multiple other stressors that families on low incomes. Now, if you've got 40% of kids coming from households that have food insecurity, this is not because the parents are sitting on their hands or watching TV all day. You know, yes, we have an unemployment rate of about 5%, but almost all of this poverty is amongst working families. And this has been designed into our economic system. We've seen it develop since this neoliberal economic system started in the mid-80s, and it's just getting worse and worse. So it's a very deep and core problem that's been building over decades. That's not going to be fixed in a hurry by local council. That really does require a turnaround in our economic thinking, and not just focused on increasing GDP as this current government is focused on, but saying how can the economy serve us better as a community? How can we get people fed from a country that produces enough food for 40 million people, and yet we have so much hunger and starvation in this country? So it does require a major thinking of our economic system. When people are in poverty and they're struggling for time as well as money, they might be working two jobs, then time becomes of the essence, and this is where fast food and easily prepared food, which is not good for their health, does come into it, and where people kind of get exploited in this way with just rows and rows of fast food outlets in the suburb.
That was Health Coalition Aotearoa co-chair and professor of population nutrition and global health, Boyd Swinburne, speaking to me about a new food security report by Health Coalition Aotearoa and Healthy Families in South Auckland.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.